Good morning. You're listening to English Waves Radio. I'm Noelle Boisny, and this is the morning news. Today, bosses and unions will be received at the Élysée. After the reform of the labor code, Emmanuel Macron launches a new social consultation with a focus this time on discussing his project of universal unemployment insurance. This project is for employees who resign, but also for the self-employed and farmers, and was one of the campaign promises of the candidate Macron. Discussions should last until tomorrow. And Emmanuel Macron unveiled yesterday measures to help farmers make a better living. The main change consists in inverting the price calculation system. The head of state proposes that prices be established on the basis of farmers' production costs, whereas today it is the large retailers that impose their purchasing prices on producers. One seat for four candidates. The candidates for the presidency of the Republican Party are now known. Maëlle de Calon, Florence Portelli, Daniel Fasquel, and Laurent Vauquiez have all submitted their sponsorships last night. Now the campaign will truly begin. The election will take place on the 10th and 17th of December. And we have new information regarding the attack that took place at the Saint-Charles station in Marseille. Two men, aged 24 and 29 years old, were arrested in Toulon and taken into custody. One of them allegedly lived with the assailant who killed two young women with a knife on October 1st. Following the levothyrox scandal, the first results of the investigation are out, and according to the ASM, the Drug Safety Agency, adverse reactions reported since the introduction of the new drug formula are not linked to this change in formula. The ASM estimates that the serious inconveniences suffered by thousands of patients are due to a thyroid imbalance. Concretely, thyroid patients are supposedly so sensitive that a single change of dosage would have serious consequences on them. As for Madrid's ultimatum, the Spanish Prime Minister gave until Monday 10 o'clock to Carles Puigdemont to declare or not the independence of Catalonia. Otherwise, they will have to backpedal and the autonomy of the region will be suspended. It is the size of a house and will pass close to Earth today. The asteroid 2012 TC4 is closely watched by NASA this morning. There is no risk of collision, but scientists will take the opportunity to test their asteroid detection and tracking system to eventually, one day, be able to successfully deviate one of them. You've been listening to The Morning News. I'm Noelle Boisny for English Waves Radio.